We are continuing our Shu'ulim on Matbea Bracha, and we are up to the words of Hashem, Havaya, in the Bracha, Baruch Hashem. Now, we're going to read a little bit from the Shah Kavanis in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. It's on the handout I just gave you. Okay. So says the Shah Kavanos of Gimel Amud Beis. Hakdama Achas Ketana. In a mikol pam she'ata maskir u'mevarech u'motzi beficha Shem Havaya bekol mokom. Techave lichol biyachad Havaya adas. So there the Arizas is claw. Every time you mention Hashem's name anywhere, whether you're mevarech or you're motzi. Anytime you moitz b'pi Hashem's name, therefore you have to nichlal in avay yud kevavke adnos alef dalet nun yud lefi shebe. Why? Because when you write the name of Hashem, b'ksivoso hu havaya or b'kriyoso hu adnos kenoda. As we know, we don't pronounce Hashem's name as it's written, but rather as it's pronounced from adnos. Gam tzar lechavim b'kol pam shemotzi. שתאות בפיך שם הוויה בכל מקום שיהיה והזר לכוון בזה כי הוא סוד קשר המלכוס עם הזה באופן זה. So therefore we see, says the Arizal, that there is a קשר. The Chazal want us to put together between זה ונוקבה. זה is represented by הוויה and נוקבה between מלכוס. כי הנה כוסו בשם הוויה ותכוון כי גימל אויסיאס יקו, יוד כבוב, הוא בזה, והי אחרוינה שבשם היא מלכוס. And the way we stick together, מיחד, זה ונוקבה, is that זה is represented by יוד כבוב, and the final הי is represented by מלכוס. That's what you should do. תכוון שנעשה שם 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 שלם.
Is that convenience or is that that's what it's supposed to be?
It's a yichud. What inconvenience? That you're being miyachid. That's what we're doing all the time. And all our kavanas being miyachid zav enukva.
No, what I mean is if you have it in the vav instead of the hay.
That doesn't work. Right? We know what's connected to what. Zav is connected to yud.
Yeah.
Hay is always malchus. Always enukva. שתכוון שנעשה שם שלם, שהיא שם אדוס, באופן שצייר שם הוויה בלבד.
בלבך.
סורי?
בלבך.
בלבבך. ותכוון בהי האחרון לשם אדוס, שהיא הנוקבה, והיא ההי האחרון של הוויה. Alright, I said what I was thinking, I didn't say what I was reading. So what the Rishash, what the Arizal is saying over here is now a little bit of different vault. He's saying that you should put it by itself. You should put the Havaya by itself and the Adus by itself. Chavan again. Chavan shenasi shem sholem shem Adus beofen shitzai shem Havaya bilvavcha. V'techavan ahei achroina l'shem Adus shei anukva v'hi ahei achroina shel Havaya. So he's saying a lot of words, and those few words of the he's saying a lot of things. Now, this is the way the Rishash understands this. You see the Rishash in Nar Sholom, Dav Chaf Aleph Amud Beis Amud Dalis Amud Dalit, or two Dalit. Lichah Lichol says the Rishash Lichah BeHavaya VeAdnes. So first thing is he learns from the Arizal that you have to put together the Havaya and the Adnes together. Shem Sod Ma'uben, right? So za is always represented by Havaya. That's a masculine, so that's Ma. Adnus is Malchus, she's represented by Ben. So you're putting together Ma'uben, the Zu, the Chlolus, or the Protus. So you're making a Zu between the Chlolus and Protus. That's one Kavana. Gam Yechaven Lekashe Velechabe Nuk. This Nikra Adnus b'shem Havai ba'ofen ze ki Gimel Oisius Yud K Vav ubeza. So the first three letters of the Vaya is Yud K Vav. V'ois Hey Achrona Hi Nukva v'Nikras Shem Adnus. And the last letter is going to be representing Nukva. So what it really says, what it, the way it's written in the Rashash is that Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Hey is written in big, and in the middle of the Hey, it's written the Adnos. So it comes out the Rashash is learning there's two different kavanas when you say the Shem Hashem. One kavan is Miyachid, Miyachid being Meshalev, you Meshalev the Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Adnos together. So you're putting one letter Yud, and then Aleph for the Adnos, and then back to the He for the Havaya, and then another Vav for Dalit for the Adnos. So you Meshalev, and that's called a Shilov. That's one Kavan of the Havaya. And the other Kavan of the Havaya is Yud Kei Vav, and in within the He you put a little Adnos. That's the way the Arizal, the way the Rashash takes on the Arizal is telling us two separate Kavanas. So there are many, so first of all we have to understand what are these two separate kavanas? Why two kavanas? When you say Hashem, and when you say it's Adnos, and b'machshava, you machashev havaya. Why do you need two different representations of this? Second of all, when we see the Siddur Hashash, he actually inverts them. He first puts the Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Adnos inside, and when he comes to the Shiloh, he puts that afterwards. Not like he said in our Shalom. Now Shalom, he said that first you put the Shiloh before, and then you put the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Adnos. So another problem. The problem is why the Rashash is Mishanev. So I want to tell you over Me'il Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani, and in the Sefer Me'il Eliyahu. And Dov Resh Nun Gimel, if I'm not mistaken.
He was the
Malach that asked of Meron. He's a shvugger of the Ben Ish Chai.
Well, 20th century.
What?
So-called 20th century.
20th century, not so long ago. Right, so, and there's letters from the... we have still these letters from his shvugah to the Ben Ish Chayim, writing letters and back and forth. The Ben Ish Chayim actually writes letters to the Eliyahu, asking him to give him over the kavanos of the Rashash, pleading him because he was in Bavel, he was in Chutz Laaretz, and they were near Tzol, and the Rabbi Eliyahu was very close to the Yeshiva Beis El, and he would plead him to please give me the kavanos, and he would write back to him and says, I can't, there's a cherem, you can't be moitzi anything out of the Yeshiva. So without, the ir atika, it's like this big, and within the yeshiva is this big, you can't take anything outside the door. And you're asking me to send it to Babel? It's not going to happen.
Is that still true?
What? Yeah, the side. But we don't, obviously we don't take on this. Yeah. But at the end he does write to him quite a lengthy explanation of the Kavanos. Okay. Now, so Rav Eliyahu Mani, he writes as follows. In Rishnu Gimel, Sof Amud Beis, he writes, the Eina Kavana Shel Rashash Lichlal Upotus B'Yachad. The Rashash, what was the problem with the Rashash? The Rashash seemed to be telling us that what you do, you first make a zibur between the cloth and potus, which seems to be let me just show you over here. It seems to be that there's two things going on. The Rashash seems to be telling us you do this shiluv over here first. And then after the shiluv, then you put this kavana in right after that. So this number one, number two, and this he calls klal potus. That's what we understood. Says Rav Mani, no, that's not klal potus. This is the klalus of the havaya, and this is the potus. Meaning you have to first make the klalus. I mean a zivug between zav and nukva. This is zayud ki. And then in the hay, you're inserting the adnos, and then you're making a zivug between zav and nukva bepotius. Every time you see the shiluv, it's more of a pchat, in more specific, in the kavana. In Birkas Meir, specific of Birkas Meir, in Daf Tzadiches, he explains a bit more. He says that what you're doing over here in this first havaya is that You first attach nukva to zav. That's what it's done, right? First you attach the zocha and the nekeva, and then you make the zivug. So he wants to learn. There's no emistic zivug over here. There's only a chibur between nukva and zav. And then over here, the shiluv is an emstika representation of the shil of the zivug between zav and nukva. So again, a chibur beklolus, and the bepchotus is going to be a zivug. That's what it comes out to be. Okay, so is that clear? Okay, it's good. That's the Messiah for now, Loch Shem, the word Havayah. The word Havayah. Okay, so we finished off, Baruch Hashem, bringing down the Shefa, the first lab of Matbea Bracha, which is to bring down the Shefa, which is called the Chabad of the Chagat. Remember, since we're dealing in building up the Partsuf, Zavid Nukva, and right now, Zaz Bebechinas Vak, it's a premature Partsuf. He has to grow from 6 spheres into 10 spheres. The way we grow it is by first bringing Mochim the Katas, or we're going to call over here Mochim the Yenika first, or we're also going to call it Mochim the Chagat. All three names mean the exact same thing. Chagat is Mochim the Katas compared to the Chabad, that's Mochim the Katas. So Mochim the Chagat we've brought in so far. Now, the only tricky thing to understand is that this Mochim the Chagat has two parts to it, as we explained. We've been working so far on the Chabad of the Chagat, the highest part of the Chagat. Now we're going to work on a completely different level called the Nayin Chagat of the Chagat, meaning it's a lower part of the Chagat. Again, it's Mochim the Yenika, but this Mochim the Yenika is going to take on a different form of Kavanas. Okay? Now, let me show you a picture to make this more understandable. It's a very very nice picture. I really like this picture. It's from a sefer called Etz Chaim LeMotzeiyam. A good friend of mine, Rav Chakun, drew this picture. And here we go. So, here is the Kavana here. So let me show you exactly how this picture is working. So, the way he's depicted it is that this, the word Baruch, over here. Ata is over here. And Hashem, that's exactly what we've done. We've done so far, explained 3 words of the Matbea Bracha. Now, the green part is what we've been explaining so far. That's called Mochim. All of this is Chagat. All of this is Mochim the Kantas. That's what we bring initially, is Mochim the Kantas, which is called Mochim the Chagat. It's subdivided into the Chagat, Chabad of the Chagat, and also the Nayin Chagat of the Chagat. Okay? We've now finished all the way up to here. All the Kavanas that we've known till now. But now we're going to have to do another track of Kavanas. Coming back now, we start back from Baruch, and we have a completely different track of Kavanas all the way down to Hashem. Okay? Now, you don't say the Bracha, obviously, twice over. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem for the Chabad the Chagat and Baruch Atah Hashem for the Nayin Chagat the Chagat. That you don't say. As you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, everything. Some mechaben first the green and then the pink. Some people do the pink first and the thing that we spoke about, that the shaila in the Kubalim, which one goes first. No major nafkamina because they're both coming down at the same time, but etzem. They're all starting from the Kese Elyon, down to Atik, then Abba Ve'ima, and then finally to Zun. And then later on, when we get to Melech HaOlam, we're going to go back up, all the way to the highest spheres, and we're going to come back down saying the Bracha. Okay, so that is the plan of action. Here, all in this picture, wonderful picture. So again, we've done all the green, and now we're going to start with the red. A new, whole new track of Kavanas here.
There's no green side for the Yishei Kedishan.
No. Everything merges. Once you go all the way back up to the end self here, and you come back down, everything merges up here, and then it comes back down one stream of Shefa. Okay. So you bring up Chagat, Mochim the Katas, and then you bring in Mochim the Gadlus, is kind of come back down. So let's start. Again, new track of, we're going to start again from the word Baruch. So let's see it inside actually before we start. So what do we have so far in the word Baruch? We have 2 types of Zivugim we spoke about. We spoke about the Zivug Penimi, which we've been speaking about, which is the Chabad of the Chagat. Now we're going to focus on the Shefa, which we already noticed, called Zivug HaChitzon, which is called the Chagat of the Nayin HaChagat of the Chagat. So we're going to focus on this now. And also when we speak about Arich, Arich, this is Atik, and now this is Arich. Zivug Chitzon it's called. Or it's called the Nai, the Zivug Chitzon will produce a Nai and Chagat of the Chagat. Okay? And then we're going to turn over the page on 143, and from this, what we skipped over, we're going to start from here. Echaven la'amshich shefa michitzon mizivog echitzon. Every time you see zivog echitzon, you know you're in a different track of Kavanah. So let's start. We're going to start by reading Shah Mitzvahs, one of the Sifrei of the Arizal, which is called Shah Mitzvahs and Parshas Eker. He's going to give us an introduction of this new track of Kavanas. He starts by saying, Birkas HaMotzi. Hine, HaKavana hi la lo is a malchus be'ima al yidei gimel yadayim. So we're going to raise up the malchus with three hands. Ki hem malim tamid keniske le'el be'inyan Nitilas Yadayim. So, and so remember when we did the Kavanas of Nitilas Yadayim? Remember? A Yad is Yud Dalet. Is Gematria of 14. Right? Now you have two hands. That's true. The Mem says you have three hands, as I'll explain in a minute. Because every time you're holding a heavy item, it's lo yimole that you shouldn't use your body in order to adjust the package. So it's like if your body is a new hand. So you have really three hands. Now, 3 times 14. Yad is 14, right? Yud and Dalet.
42.
A is 42. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. So I'll start again. Here, Kavani hi, lalo is malchus be'ima ha'idei gimol yadayim. There's three hands involved here. Kim malin tamin kinal, be'ina niti lesedayim. Ve'ze zod, be'er tefuach sarim da. Okay, it's a zod. Meaning, Chagat Hamaalim Haber Shezehu Amalchus El Abina. Because you're raising up the bear, which is the Malchus, all the way up to the Bina. We'll see what that means. Vine, Shlosha Pamim Yad Hem Membes. As I explained to you, three times, you have three hands, it's 12, it's 14. 14 times 3 is 42, like you said. Kino da, Kilachen Kol Aliyahi B'Shem Ben Mab. And that's the rule. Every time you want to raise something, you have to have the Shem Mab over there. That gives a koach. The Shem Mab, remember this. Shem Mab is the elevate. It's the koach to koach ha-ma'alot. The chaven ki baruch hu v'gematria kuf chaf vav. If you take the gematria of baruch, it's kuf chaf vav v'kuf beis. We'll explain what that means. Okay, because you're dealing with the three mobs, 3 times 42 is how much?
Well, you got two different gematrias.
Yeah, I'm explaining. Kul Chavav 126 is 42 times 3. That means you have three different mobs that we'll be working with, and also Kuf Beis, the miloy of that mob also. I'll explain as we go. Now Pirush Ki Ali De Gimah Miluim. The Gimel Havayas Absag Mash Bechagatem Mulat Yatz means when I have a Havaya, it's a Yud Kevavke. You know what a Milo is? A Milo is when I expand it. So Yud Kevavke, I'll spell the Yud as Yud Vav Dalet. The Hey I can spell in three different ways. I can spell it Hey Yud, Hey Aleph, and Hey Hey. Depending what I'm focusing on, I'm focusing on the Ab Sagma Oben, right? Ab, then I would, when I'm working with the Gematria of 72, the Shem Hashem of Ab, I should say, then I'm going to spell it Hey with a Yud. Okay? Then the next letter is Vav. I spell that Vav three different ways again. Vav Yud Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Vav. So if I'm working with Ab again, so then I'll get Vav Yud Vav. And then I continue the final Hey is Hey Yud. Okay? Now if I just take away the Yud Kevav Ke, which is 26. 26 minus 72 is how much? Well, 72 minus 26? Mu. Memvo. 46. Exactly. Okay? That's called the Miloy of Ab. I could do that for Sag as well. the Havaya Psag. That will be Yat. The Mila will be Yat. 19. I can do that for Ma as well, and that's Laz. 37. So if I add Mu, Yat, and Laz together, all the Miluyim, not the Ikka, the Yukta Vavka put aside, but add all those three Miluyim, I'll get to Kuf base. 102. That's what he said. Kuf Chavav and Kuf base. Pirush. He added the Gimel Miluyim, the Gimel Havayas, Apsag Ma. Shebechagas hem Mu, Laz, and Yat, those are the Miluyim. Have a Gematri Kuf base Keniska. Haniska. וגם על ידי גימו פעמים מב, שבגימו להווייס, אני אזכר את שם מב אויסיוס, שם בפושוט ומילוי, ומילוי דמילוי, דאב, וכן בסג, וכן במה, גם כן, גימו פעמים מב, עולים קוף חבוב. So how do I get קוף חבוב? Because I take the מב, number one, which is 42, מב number two, and מב number three, which represents the אב סג מאו בן, 42. Times 3 is 126. Now, ועל ידי הקוף חבר והקוף בייס בשם שהם גמטרי ברוך, right? אנו מעלים איזה חגה דזי לבינה. Very good. So right now, I just explained to you how the Aliyah is going to happen in this particular track, which is bringing them the Nai
וחגה וחגה. Where is Bina coming to this?
We'll see. Bina is actually Yasut. Bina refers to Yasu, we'll see.
Well, where does Yasu come into this?
Because Yasu is just a pasuk above Zah. Mm-hmm. Right? Yasu's job is to go into Zah and to schlep him up, or give Shefa into Zah to build him up. V'nimza ki boruch hu ha'orot ha'nizkorot she'al yodam olim ha'chagat ha'nikra nata boruch ata Hashem Elokeinu v'imayim ha'malchus ha'nikra melech ha'olam Elabina, which is Yasut, which is the part which is above it. So Zah, after receiving all the Shefa, there all this long bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Keinu, is now going to get Shefa from Bina, which is Yasut. She'al yodam olim b'chagat nikra Atah Hashem Elokeinu, v'imayim ha'malchus ha'nikra Melech ha'olam, Elabina ha'nikra gami Melech ha'olam. V'har zeh b'kitzu v'zi biur. Baruch, הם האורות של קוף רבוב וקוף בייס הנמשוך לחגה תניקרא אתה השם אלוקינו. כי אתה, as you say these three words, Baruch, אתה השם, and then אלוקינו. So, Baruch, you're bringing down this Abzag Mobin, that means the Milui, the Poshu, the Mali, which is the Mab of Ab, Mab, the Sag, Mab, the Ma, you're going to bring it down. I'll show you in the Kabbalah. It's very quick, straightforward. Ki atu ha-chesed besod Avram, sh'neim abo, sh'ma'am alo, ata kohen lo'olam. Keniz gav v'sama de mishpatim ha-rezeh kav yamin. So you're going to bring the kav yamin, which is the ab. V'achrav kav imtso'i, asamoch lo, v'hi tif'eres, anikra Hashem. So when you say Hashem, then you bring in the kav imtso'i. V'achrav kav smoli, then you're going to bring the left hand side, Gvura, Anika, Elokeinu. Kenoda, Imayim, Amachut, Anika, Melech, and with it you're going to bring the Malchus, Nika, Melech, Oilam, Asher, Lemata, Mimenu, Kenoda. So far, so good? Right? Va'abosam, Oilim, Elabina, then all of them is going to go up to Bina, Nika, Gamhi, Melech, Oilam, Asherhem, Vak, Asher, Tachtu. ונמצא כי המלך העולם תחב את שני כוונות. במלכוס, you're going to have two כוונות, או בבינה. והנה, אחרי שעולו כולם בבינה, אז לוקחים פרנסס אכילוסה משם, כדימיו מתינו כיונג משתי אימא. Okay, let me explain to what's going on. Actually, better, let me show you what's going on. So again, let's start with the word Baruch. Here we go. We're going to first show a diagram, and then we're going to go into details in the Rosh Hashanah.
Are we getting this diagram?
If you want, I'll make it for you.
It would make sense. Okay. Can't really see it for me.
No, you can't see it?
I mean, can't read the words.
Okay, can't read the words. That's fair. just look at the ovals here. Okay, so what we're going to do over here on the pink hand side, remember we finished all the green. Now we're doing the pink. We're saying boruch. Here we go. Here's the word boruch. You see that? Okay. This is what we call the mab, the three mabs. 1, 2, and 3. Now, a mab has a name. So it's going to be the mab of Ab. That means, in short, 42 letters of Ab. This is the mab of Sag. This is the mab of Ma. Those are the three types of shepherds you're going to bring down. Now, where do you get 42 letters of mab, of Ab? Ab, which is Gematria 72, only has 10 letters, right? Yud, Kei, Vav. Yud, Vav, Dalet. Kei, Yud. Vav, Yud, Vav. Kei, Yud. That's 10 letters. That's Ab. That's Gematria 72. How do you get 42? Because you don't spell it that. What we're going to do is going to take the Havai, which is Yud, Kei, Vav, okay? That's 4. The Ab, that's a Poshut. Then you're going to take the Milo, which is Ab. That's another 10 letters. And then you're going to take the Milo, Dimilo. And all up, you're going to have 42 letters. That's the, here, you can see it. It's the Poshut, the Mali, the Mali, the Mali. Now, you're going to do the Sag as well. The Poshut, the Sag, and then the Mali, the Mali. Again, 42 letters, not the Gemara, 42 letters. And then also the Mab of the Mab. Poshut, Mali, the Mali, the Mali. Now, how do you bring it down? You bring them one by one, you bring them down. First you can Kav Yamin, as the Hashash just told us in Shah Kavonis, in Shah Mitzvahs, Parshas Ekev. You bring down the Kav Yamin. Then that's when you say Boruch. Ata, sorry, Boruch, you bring all of them down. Ata, you're going to bring down Kav Yamin. Hashem, you're going to bring Kav Emsoi. When you say Elokeinu, you see that? When you say Elokeinu, you're going to bring Kav small. Here we go. The Kav small. Interesting enough, when we said Elokeinu, when it came to the Shefa of the Chab of the Chagim, we had nothing. We had no Kavanas. Interesting enough. There's no Kavanas for Elokeinu. And on that side, when we say Elokeinu, there is one Kavanah over here that you bring Tzad small. You can remember that. So those are the four words that the Ariza mentioned to us. And now we're going to see it inside into the words of the Rishash. That was Ariza, now we're going to see the Rishash. So let's see if that. So the Rishash, we're holding in a sit over here in some page 143. In Rav Bing's Siddur. So says the Rishash, when we say Baruch, Yichavin, Lehamshich me Zivug Chitzon, okay, we're dealing with the Zivug Chitzon over here, which also, of course, is katnus, but it's the chitzon is part of the katnus, which is also called shehu nai v'chaget dechaget. Right? It's all chaget, but it's a subdivision in chaget, the lower part. Hanaz de ma'u ben arach ampin. So we're bringing down from arach ampin. Interesting enough, when we spoke about the zivug penimi, we started from keser elyon. Remember, when we started about the year, he said keser elyon. Here, when we're talking about the Zivug Chitzon, same time as Shabbat, just a lower rate, it starts from Arich. So all the Farshim said, no, not so, don't be so quick to jump here. Of course, you have to do Kesel, that's Poshut. But since he mentioned over there, he didn't have to mention it twice over. Okay, so it's good, of course, so you're going to have to think again, you're going Kesel Elyon, Atik, and then we're picking up the scene from here, Arich. Arich, you're going to make down a Zivug in Arich. Zivug Chitzon, Anas, Shu Nai Dechaget Dechaget, the Ma'umen, and this shepherd is going to go down to Abba V'Ima V'Yisah Sabra. Okay, so we're going to continue. V'Chavel Zivug parts of Nai Dechaget Dechaget, the Abba V'Ima. Oh, by the way, there he doesn't show you anything. It's just a koteris, it's an address. It doesn't show you the afilo the Zivug for Arich. Why? Because he showed you already here. The Zivug for Arich already was shown over here. Both the pinim and the chitzon. So this is really what we're focusing on here. First is the zivug and arich.
There's no mention of arich.
Here.
Where?
Here. Okay. This is all atik and this is all arich.
That's abavim.
Arich. Now, abavim is aleph vav aleph. Now, then we're picking up from abavimah. The chavin is zivug parts of nai v'chaget de chaget de abavimah. See that aleph vav aleph. ויסוסבו ולהמשך מזיווג זה מוכים דאויסיוס דגימול מב דאסמב. That means what? We're going to take the asmab, those three particular squares that we saw, the oblong squares. Then we're going to count the letters. That's why he says, oisus the gimel mab. We're going to count all these. This is 42 letters, 42 letters, and 42 letters. Gimel meluim, with the gimel meluim, was 1, 2, and 3. The last line is, last row is meluim. Shem naranchi denachi, deruach shebehem. So again, we're dealing with Chagat, which is a Nachi. We're dealing with the Esa spheres coming down of the Nachi, Nefesh Nefesh Chaya Yechida. The Ruach, which is a lower part of the lower part of the Shefa, is another way of saying Nai Chagat, of the Chagat. Okay, so here's the Zivuk, Abba V'Ima, represented over here, of Abba Ve'ima and Yasut, right over here. And then you're going to find the Naranchi coming down. This is the life force which is going to power up the Shefa. This is the life force which is going Naranchi. Coming down, this over here is Mochim.
What do you mean life force?
Life force, Ensof. Ensof comes inside the Mochim and is going to energize and bring to life this Mochim. And here are the Meluim, right over here. These are the Meluim. We'll see exactly what these Meluim are for. Someone wants to say that it's out the, this is Chabot, Chagat, and Nai. Alright, we'll see about that. Okay. Akopari, that is the that is the Mahalach over here. And then let's move down to Atta. In Atta, Yechavin Lahamshir on page 145. So you brought down all three now. Okay, let me refer back to this picture over here. You brought down all three now when you said over here, Shefa Rishon, Sheni Shlishin, which is Ab, Sag, Mao, Ben, Ab, Sag, Mao, Ab, Sag, Ma, of the Mabs. You bring them all in one go, and then you're going to be one by one, all the way down. So, Atta says Rishash, Yechavin, Lamshich, Miyesod, Yisubur, Penimi. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one. On the back of one, page 145, Yechavin, Lamshich, Mab de'ab, that which is the right hand side. Ima miluyov, im nachi dechaya deruach deruach. Means you're going to bring that not only the moichin, you bring out the naranchi, which is just above over here, which is over here.
Well, how does where's the chayim deruach come into this?
This is this over here. You're going to bring the shefa, which is called the ensof. That's a Nachi Deruach, which is comparable, which is Matim for this Shefa, for this Morchim. The Morchim that you bring it down is called Nai V'Chagat D'Chagat.
Yeah, but Chayim Ruach has got something to do with the Sefirot?
Yeah, it's the equivalent Shefa, which needs to be pumped into the Morchim in order to make them work. Now, you're going to have, this is the Mab of the Ab, and plus the Miluiv. Where are you going to bring it down to? Lifni, Betisha Sfirot, the Kachbad, the Kachab, the Chagat, the Nahi V'Chagat, the Chagat, the Mauben, the Ma, the Zun. Now, you're going to bring it all the way down, all the way into Zun. All the way into Zun. And now we're going to move over to, we did Boch, we did Atta. And now in the Havaya, we're going to bring out the rest of the Shefa. Now, do we have it on these papers? Here we go. So on page 146. 146. Yechavin. Here we go. Yechavin Lamshich Mab Dema. Now we did so far in Boch, we did Mab the Ab. In Atta we did Mab the Sag. Now we're doing Mab the Ma, the final one. Im Miluyav, Im Nachi the Ruach, the Ruach, the Ruach. We're in the final stage. That means we're doing the Kav small. That's called Ruach, the Ruach, the Ruach. Ruach is another reference to Chagah. But again, these are all be'erachin. So for us, it means that you're bringing out the you're bringing down the kav small of the shefa, including this over here, the naranche, is going to go into the mab of the ma, and then finding the milui, and then you're going to bring that into za. You're going to bring that into za. So all those three stages, and then you have one more kavana in Elokeinu, which you don't have. Let me pull it out here. And then finally, Elokeinu is the final word. 148. Hashem, if I can find it, if I brought it. No, it doesn't seem like I brought it. Do we have Elokeinu here?
No. Are we going to 147 yet?
Yeah, 147. 147. Well, 146, that's all we need, because 147, that was the Zivug Pinimi. So that was done already, that was the other track of Kavana. Now we're looking for, oh, here it is. No, it's not. For some reason, it's missing from the Bekitzo, all right, we'll bring it next time. So when we say Elokeinu now, we're going to do the Ashlama over here. I'm bringing out now the Kav and the Kav small. The calf small, so I made a mistake. When you're doing Hashem, you're bringing the middle calf. And then finding a little king, you're going to bring the final calf, which is the calf small over here. That's what's going to happen. Okay? So that Adkan, that is a completion of all the Shefa Panimi, the Shefa Chitzon, all the way down to Elokeinu. The Melech Oilam, we're making a U-turn, we're going to go all the way back to the end self to get new Shefa. And that Shefa which we bring down is going to be called Mochim de Gadlas, and that's what we're really after, and that's going to be called Chabad. Till now we've been only working and bringing Shefa, which is called Chagad. Once we bring out the Elokeinu Melech HaOilam is going to, that's going to be the superpower that takes us all the way up. Okay, fine, we'll stop here for now.